Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Tremble and do not sin when you are in your beds. Search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
As this day draws to a close, I collect its pieces like broken pottery. Some of them, smooth treasures to run my fingers over and ponder. Others sharp, painful even to touch, to draw back into view. God, I review the day in your presence now, honestly appraising each piece, each event, each action, each interaction, from waking till now. I confess the ways my feet have slipped today, certain that your grace catches me with every fall. God, I review the day in your presence now, honestly appraising each piece, each event, each action, each interaction, from waking till now. I savor every blessing, every smile, every laugh, every tear, all the moments you lit up the hours of this day with your manifest presence. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Tremble and do not sin when you are in your beds. Search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord.
What sacrifice can I offer to the Lord? What do I bring to the one for whom all is within reach? I will bring what David brought, not silver or gold, but a broken spirit and a contrite heart. There is so much I don't understand, but this I'm sure of. God draws near to the humble and lifts up those who are bowed down. Lord, I fall to my knees now. I lay my broken heart and crushed spirit at your feet. Pick me up. Turn my gaze to your face. I surrender this day and my whole life into your sure hands. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.